This is Lexi.
This is Jade.
And this is the Lincoln Podcast Crew.
Sponsored by Miss Krugel.
Today we're going to be discussing gun control and violence.
A sensitive and polarizing subject. Gun control is for some means limitation of the right to bear arms, which is a right according to the Second Amendment, while gun control for others means the hope for limitations of gun ownership to reduce gun violence.
This topic represents a paranoid situation because many fear the power and violence that guns can have and how some actions become out of control, like mass shootings. But on the other side of this topic, people fear the idea of not being able to have their rights to protect themselves by having that stripped away because of the mass hysteria and paranoia of community panic. The other for this subject are the criminals and people who are resorting to shooting and more violence of gun control. And the establishment are the people who want to maintain America's right to the Second Amendment. This discussion has been based around the information given at litreactor.com.
The 21st century America is a country obsessed with fear. From news stories, social media feeds, and horrifying news, the inherent needs to find someone to blame for them. Which is like the witches, and people usually need someone to blame as the fear of the uncontrollable and things you can't understand, and nothing's really changed from today.
The people who accused the witches of witchcraft in the witch trials are much like the people that were paranoid over the communists in America during the Red Scare. These both resemble the people that are fearful of letting criminals or people unable to deal with guns get a hold of guns. And that's causing mass hysteria in our community. Thanks. Now we're heading to the streets of Lincoln to ask people their opinions on our topic.
This is Leanne, and I'm going to be asking her a few questions. A quote from David from "Fear drives opposition of gun control." And another quote, "At the same time, people hesitate to own guns themselves because they recognize that keeping a gun in the house could be a dangerous thing." How do you feel about this?
I do think it can be a dangerous thing. I think having a gun is usually perfectly safe as long as you take proper safety measures, keeping it locked up, keeping it away from small children. But that cannot always prevent somebody getting to your gun and using it for criminal uses.
Okay, thank you.
Also for Leanne,
what fear does this issue present in you and others?
I think that this presents a fear of not being able to control things that are out of our control. I think that probably having a restriction on the assault rifles or assault weapons would alleviate some of these fears. Maybe having a national database tracking some of the people would also have a better effect on our fears, but it's ultimately we're afraid of what we don't know, we can't control.
All right, thank you so much, Leanne.
All right, moving on. What are your thoughts on gun control and or violence, and how do you think the general public is struck by fear from this topic?
Well, I was just reading an article about Iceland and the fact that they have more guns per capita and they have very loose gun restrictions and they have had no mass shootings. So this kind of makes the question a little, an answer, very convoluted. So I'm kind of going with the side of guns only kill if handled by the wrong people.
Oh my God. We have to go ask that guy.
This is Jack from Lincoln, and I'll be asking him a few questions today. What do you have to say about gun restriction laws, Jack?
I think the guns should be taken out of the, not taken out of the homes, but all the adults should have them in locked safes out of sight, out of harm's way of the the kids that are taking these guns and taking them to school.
All right, Jack. What fear does this issue present you with and with others?
Well, the fear I have is to, you know, for the poor kids at school getting shot all the time. It's starting to be a regular thing on TV every day, at least every week, to get the guns out of these kids' arms or hands that aren't totally mentally sound.
What about the general public?
The general public? Well, they're in harm's way, too. I mean, teachers are getting shot, and standbyers are getting shot, too.
So. All right. Thank you so much, Jack.
That guy just asked us if he would mind if his dog was in the recording.
We're almost at the end of our episode here, so we're going to wrap things up. We got most of our information from articles found on ABC Clio by Carter Greg Lee, Assault Weapons Control, as well as Right to Carry Laws and Gun and Crime Deterrence.
Other information was from David Frum, Fear Drives Opposition of Gun Control from CNN Cable News Network. Our last work cited is from Donald Brayman, Overcoming the Fear of Guns, the Fear of Gun Control, and the Fear of Cultural Politics, Constructing a Better Gun Debate.